Why this works. Dashimaki tamago is the Japanese counterpart to the basic French omelet. Same physics, egg cooking gently in fat, applied through an entirely different tradition. Where the French omelet is one folded sheet, dashimaki is many thin layers rolled into a log. Where the French omelet is essentially yolk and butter, dashimaki is yolk and dashi, with soy and sugar pulling it toward a savory sweet register that the French version doesn't have. The dashi is what makes the dish work. Eggs and dashi, whisked together in roughly 6-to-1 ratio, eggs to dashi by weight, form a delicate emulsion. The egg proteins suspend the dashi as a water phase, and the cooked result is significantly more tender than eggs alone would be at the same temperature. This is the reason a well-made dashimaki tastes wetter than a regular omelet without actually being undercooked. There is real water in there, held by the protein matrix. The umami center is the dashi itself. The glutamate, inosinate combination that gives dashi its savory depth, carries directly into the cooked egg. A dashimaki is not so much an omelet flavored with dashi as a dashi delivery system that happens to be made of eggs. Heat management is the second variable. Dashimaki sits at a very low end of saute heat. The pan is warm enough to set the egg, but never hot enough to color it. A properly made dashimaki has no brown spots and no crust. The surface is the same pale yellow throughout. This requires medium-low heat and patience. Carryover cooking does meaningful work at the end. After the final roll, the log is wrapped, traditionally in a makisu, a sushi mat. Cling film also works, and rested for a minute. The residual heat finishes the inside. The shape settles into a clean rectangle. Slicing immediately after the final roll gives a softer, less set interior. The rest is the difference between fine and right. The recipe is mechanically harder than it looks. The first one or two attempts at home almost always come out uneven. The first layer too thick, the second too thin, the rolling motion not yet practiced. By the fifth or sixth attempt, the wrist has the motion. Dashimaki is one of the recipes that rewards repetition more directly than most. Common mistakes: heat too high. Target, medium-low heat. Each layer should set within 30 seconds of pouring without showing any color. Why it matters? The whole aesthetic of dashimaki is pale yellow. Colored egg reads as a failure of restraint, breaking the visual register that distinguishes Japanese rolled egg from a Western omelet. Also, browning forms a tough crust between layers, breaking the spiral pattern. What to do? Test with a small drop. If it sizzles or browns, pull off heat for 10 seconds. Retry. The pan can sit at the edge of the burner between layers to maintain temperature. Pan keeps overheating? Lift it off heat for 5 seconds between layers. Restores temperature without changing burner setting. Over-whisking the egg dashi mixture. Target: 20 seconds of gentle whisking. Chopsticks or a fork, not a balloon whisk. The mixture should flow as a slow ribbon. Why it matters? Aeration produces a spongy, foamy texture in the finished log, and air pockets in cooked egg look like blowouts in the cross-section. The signature dashimaki texture is dense but tender, not airy. What to do? Use chopsticks side to side, Japanese method. Stop when uniform. Workarounds. For even finer texture, strain through a fine mesh sieve before pouring. Removes chalaze and any small clumps. Layers too thick. Target, each layer 30 to 40 mils, thin enough to set in 30 seconds. Why it matters? Thick layers take too long to set, then stick during rolling, producing a coarse cross-section instead of the fine concentric spiral that defines a good dashimaki. The visual signature is layer count and uniformity. What to do? Use a small ladle for consistent portions. 3 eggs equals 3 layers for a thick log, 4 layers for finer spiral. Workarounds. Small pan round 18 centimeters. 3 layers. Rectangular tamagoyaki pan, 4 to 5 thinner layers possible. Not oiling between layers. Target, thin film of oil before every new layer. Wipe excess with a folded paper towel. Why it matters? Without re-oiling, the new layer sticks to the pan bottom instead of bonding to the previous roll. When you try to roll, the log tears or unravels. What to do? Keep an oil-soaked paper towel beside the stove. Wipe the pan between layers. Lift the existing log slightly to let oil pass underneath. Workarounds. Modern nonstick pan, minimal oil needed, but still wipe a thin film for safety. Skipping the rest in the mat. Target, 1 minute rest in makisu, sushi mat, or cling film after final roll. Why it matters? This separates competent from right. Carryover finishes the inside. The shape settles into a clean rectangle. The dashi inside the protein matrix redistributes. Sliced immediately, dashimaki tastes fine, but the interior is loose and the shape uneven. What to do? Wrap, gently press into shape, rest 1 minute, then slice. Workarounds. No makisu, fold a tea towel around the log instead. Same shape setting effect. Trying to roll too early. Target, roll when surface is just set. No liquid slides when you tilt the pan. Surface feels slightly tacky. Why it matters? Wet surface equals inside doesn't seal. Layer slides during rolling, log unravels. Properly set surface bonds to the previous roll on contact. What to do? Tilt test. If any liquid slides, wait. If the surface is matte and tilt stable, roll now. Workarounds? Slightly overset, still rollable. Just expect a less seamless seam between layers. What to look for the pan before the first layer? Thin film of oil, no smoke, the surface warm enough that a drop of egg sets within 3 seconds, but doesn't sizzle. If the test drop sizzles, lower the heat. Each layer at the rolling moment, surface just set, slightly tacky to the touch, no visible liquid. Roll now, not later. The interior cross-section, fine concentric layers, soft yellow, no white streaks or dark spots. If you see white streaks, the egg was under-whisked. The finished log in the mat. A clean rectangle, slight wobble when shaken, soft but not liquid. The wobble is the dashi held by the protein matrix. This is the signature texture. At the slice, the spiral pattern visible, the cut clean, no liquid running out. If liquid escapes, the rest was too short. Chef's view, there are several views on the sweetness of dashimaki. Tokyo style is moderately sweet, the version above with 2 grams sugar per 3 eggs. Kansai style is less sweet, sometimes salt only. The sushi restaurant version is significantly sweeter than either, sometimes more cake-like than omelet. My view, the Tokyo middle ground is the most useful default for a home cook. Adjust the sugar up for a more luxurious register, down for a savory accompaniment. The other quiet decision is the pan. A traditional rectangular tamagoyaki ki produces a more uniform log with a true rectangular cross-section, and it is genuinely the right tool for the job. A round, small nonstick pan works almost as well. The log comes out slightly oval rather than rectangular, but the technique and the texture are unchanged. If you make dashimaki more than once a month, the dedicated pan is worth it. If you make it occasionally, the round nonstick is fine. This is the recipe that, paired with the basic French omelet, makes a powerful editorial point. Two cuisines half a world apart, arriving at the gently cooked egg through completely different routes. France folds, Japan rolls. France finishes with butter, Japan extends with dashi. Both produce in skilled hands one of the most beautiful expressions of egg as a cooked food.